Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. Last time, we talked about how understanding someone helps them grow. Today we'll look even closer at this idea, focusing on how relationships actually help us grow. Imagine a place where you're encouraged to become your best self. That's what a healthy relationship is, a lively space where growing is a natural part of being together. In this episode, we'll discover the power of moving past criticism to offer real encouragement, celebrating every step forward. We'll explore the beauty of supporting effort, understanding that being perfect isn't the goal, but the journey itself. We'll also learn that challenges are not something to avoid, but a key part of how we improve and how strong connections can give us the courage to face these challenges. Our main goal is to show how we can build relationships that encourage honesty, openness, and constant personal growth. Join us as we learn to create these important spaces. As we look at the environments where growth flourishes, we notice the manner in which we offer support makes a difference. This involves a deliberate shift from merely identifying shortcomings to actively fostering confidence and capability. This approach is central to nurturing relationships that empower individuals. When we choose encouragement over criticism, we create a space where people feel safe to explore, to try, and even to stumble, knowing they have a foundation of support. It's about recognizing potential and celebrating progress, even the small steps, rather than dwelling on imperfections. This positive reinforcement cultivates a sense of self-worth and resilience, essential for personal development. Such an atmosphere transforms interactions, making them constructive and inspiring, allowing everyone involved to evolve with greater courage and honesty. Moving beyond the power of encouragement, we find another cornerstone of healthy relationships: how we view progress itself. It's not about reaching a flawless outcome, but about valuing the journey and the dedication shown along the way. This brings us to the importance of supporting effort rather than demanding perfection. We can shift our focus to the process rather than the result. By doing so, we reshape our connection to foster deeper growth. Sarah, a young artist who spent hours on a painting, only for it to not quite match her vision. Instead of her mentoring pointing out every flaw, they focused on the dedication Sarah poured into each brushstroke, the new techniques she attempted, and the courage it took to create. This wasn't about praising a perfect piece, but acknowledging the immense effort and learning that occurred. This approach builds resilience and a willingness to continue, even though the results are imperfect. When we champion the process, the hours of practice, the willingness to try new things, the perseverance through challenges, we foster an environment where individuals feel valued for their commitment more than their achievements. This shift encourages continuous engagement and a deeper, more sustainable form of growth, knowing that the journey itself holds immense worth. Sarah's mentor understood her growth wasn't the finished art, but in the challenges she faced. There may be moments of frustration while perfecting her craft, a brushstroke may not land quite right. Sarah's learning began as she explored her work. This highlights a powerful truth. Struggle isn't a sign of failure, but an essential ingredient. It's through navigating difficulties that we expand our capabilities. Continuing with Sarah, her artistic journey wasn't a smooth path. There were days when her vision felt out of reach, the colors didn't blend as intended, her compositions felt unbalanced. These weren't failures, but rather essential moments of friction. Each time Sarah grappled with a difficult technique or wrestled with an idea, she was building new skills and deepening her understanding. Her mentor didn't shield her, from these challenges instead, it helped her see that the discomfort of struggle was a sign of learning, not a reason to quit. It was in pushing past those points of frustration that Sarah discovered new creative solutions and developed a stronger artistic voice. This illustrates that growth often happens at the edges of our comfort zones. When we embrace these struggles, viewing them as opportunities for development, we unlock hidden strengths and capabilities, much like Sarah did with every challenging canvas. The struggles Sarah faced and the way her mentor supported her through them revealed something profound. It was more than her individual effort. It was the presence of a supportive connection that made the difference. This brings us to a powerful aspect of human connection: how relationships build courage. When we have others who believe in us, who stand by us through our difficulties, it empowers us to take risks and face our fears. Courage, in its most profound sense, is not merely the absence of fear, but the willingness to act despite it. In the context of our relationships, it is the strength to be vulnerable, to embrace new challenges, and to persist through setbacks. This courage is often built within the supportive framework of meaningful connections. Sarah faced the daunting task of a complex painting and the frustration of an imperfect brushstroke. While her mentor's unwavering belief and consistent encouragement fortified her resolve, knowing she had someone who valued her effort and understood her struggles gave her the bravery to experiment, to take artistic risks, and to push past her perceived limits. This relational support created a safe space for her to be imperfect, to learn from mistakes, and ultimately to find the confidence to express her unique vision. It demonstrates the presence of another's faith can empower us to step into our own strength. The courage fostered within supportive relationships naturally leads to a deeper level of connection. When we feel brave enough to face challenges, we also become brave enough to be our authentic selves. This foundation of trust and acceptance opens the door to a crucial element of healthy growth, creating space for honesty and development. It's in these open, genuine environments that true personal evolution can unfold, allowing us to shed pretenses and embrace our ongoing journey. Creating space for honesty and development means building an environment where individuals feel safe to be their authentic selves, a safe space to voice our true thoughts and to admit when we are struggling or have made a mistake. It is a place free from judgment, where vulnerability is seen as a strength. This openness is crucial for personal growth, allowing for self-reflection and the acceptance of feedback. Sarah shared her early sketches, frustrations, and uncertainties with her mentor. Because her mentor fostered trust and non-judgmental support, Sarah felt empowered to reveal her entire creative process, including its messy parts. This allowed for more targeted guidance, helping Sarah understand her artistic journey more deeply and develop her unique style without fear. Such an environment fosters continuous learning and self-improvement. As we reflect on Sarah's journey, we see how powerful relationships can be. Her story showed us that when we offer encouragement instead of criticism, support effort over demanding perfection, understand that struggle is a vital part of growth, and allow our connections to build courage, we create something special. These are the foundations for relationships that foster honesty and development. Sarah found her artistic voice with the right support, and you too can cultivate these enriching connections. One way you can try this today is by consciously choosing to offer encouragement to someone in your life, focusing on their efforts and progress rather than any perceived shortcomings. Notice this simple shift can begin to transform your interactions. The best relationships provide the safety needed for individuals to become more fully themselves. Next week, we will explore how love is more than a feeling. We will discuss love as a set of relational skills that anyone can learn and practice to build deeper, more meaningful connections. And this is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. And remember, love lives here.